Hello, and welcome to the last class in this level 2 of this course. In this level so far, we've been exploring the big picture of ascension, how it isn't just personal ascension that you're experiencing, it's also a collective one, and how it's important to understand all of what's happening for you. But now we're going to return to your personal experience of ascension again and look at how you can navigate through it all, through your, you know, your personal stuff, all the internal changes that are going on, and also through the changes that are occurring in the world, especially as time goes on. And this is really important because the waves of increasingly powerful frequencies are now streaming onto the earth more intensely than ever before. And in time, they can make your experience in life all the more challenging. So in this class, I will be addressing more specifically how you can learn to ride these ascension energies with as much ease and comfort and joy as possible. As may be clear, the experience of ascension is not a static or predictable one. There are many surprises and twists and turns that seem to happen. But you can look at it as a type of dance, a dance of simultaneously letting go of the old limiting energies of the third dimension and at the same time opening up to the new and expansive energies of the higher fourth and the fifth dimension. It can be tricky and confusing, but unfortunately, because the ascension energies seem to come in waves, it's also a dance that has pauses in it. When it seems to calm down and smooth out for a while. And during these times, you have the opportunity to relax and breathe and begin integrating what's been occurring for you. Perhaps you'll find that you seem to be able to access more easily many new things in the new operating system of the fourth dimension, such as love, inner peace, laughter. Perhaps you'll realize that if your mood does grow gloomy, it's harder to stay in that state of mind than it was in the past. You may even find that negative emotions aren't as dense or powerful as they used to be. And maybe that it's hard to hold on to the anger or the sadness for any length of time. And it's much easier to shift your attention to something positive or pleasurable than it used to be. Indeed, sometimes, even in the middle of a painful situation, you may suddenly experience a powerful moment of pure joy or feel your heart just well up with gratitude for something. You may also find that it's easier to recognize that your depressed mood has to do with a story you're telling yourself about yourself or about what's happening in your life, and that you can just as easily tell yourself another, more positive story, or maybe no story at all. It's just a lot simpler to do these things with the new energy streaming onto the planet. There's an opportunity to experience a great deal more freedom. And at the same time, when a wave of ascension energy does bring trauma or a challenging loss to you, and you feel yourself grasping for familiar, safe ground to stand on, it is helpful to have keys that can assist you to do this, tools that can be touchstones for bringing you back to a sense of stability. So these can be important to remember, and I've been sharing a lot of them throughout this course, but I'm going to review some of them and bring it more into focus. For example, there may be times you experience anxiety due to a sense that there's no longer a feeling of security present in your life that used to be there. And it used to come from, you know, maybe a marriage or a partnership that's now dissolved. Or maybe it was a secure bank account that's just been depleted. Or maybe it was a family member or a friend who loved you who are no longer around, or whatever it is that made you feel comfortable and safe in your life. And now with the loss of one or more of these outer supports you've always had, you feel adrift in a sea of change with nothing secure to hold on to. Or perhaps you feel at times a sense of being constantly pushed ahead too quickly, you know, that you're being compelled to let go of old relationships and emotions and beliefs one after another without a break. Like you're constantly being moved out of your comfort zone. You know this feeling? You barely catch your breath and you're being pushed to the next level of letting go of what was feeling safe for you. When these things happen, you have the opportunity to discover something very important. And that's that your only true security comes from within you. It does not originate from anything outside of you. And often, for you to finally discover this, all outer supports you mistakenly thought were keeping you safe will disappear, at least for a while. Another way you can look at this situation is seeing that you will often have the choice of two different approaches to life. The third dimensional choice of survival and the fifth dimensional choice of trust. The third dimensional mode of survival in this context doesn't just apply to getting your food and shelter and other material needs met. It refers to a usually unconscious approach to life in general in which you may be trying to stay in control of everything in your life. There's a belief that you'd better make sure everything going on is in place, or maybe you won't survive. You better have enough money, which may mean a reliable job or money in the bank or a close relationship with someone who will support you, and also good relationships to feel emotional support when you need it. You may not look at relying on these things as a mode of survival, but they really are. You've just lived with them for so long that they don't seem to be a form of survival. The important thing to realize is that when you're in a mode of survival, like I've said, you're looking outside of yourself for all you need. You're using your limited third-dimensional mind to determine how you're going to survive here on the planet, how to get things you need to physically survive, and how to get the emotional support you believe you need from people around you. And this can keep you in a low level, and often unconscious, but continuous state of anxiety, especially as you come to realize in the end that you may have very little control over these outer conditions. As you move towards fifth dimensional consciousness, you will find that you need to let go of this limited perspective. You'll see that your belief that your needs are going to be met by things and situations you've set up outside of you and by people you've brought into your life isn't working very well anymore. If you're strongly attached to believing that these things are responsible for your sense of safety and survival, you will probably be given the opportunity to find out that they are not. Many of these outer supports may disappear, either temporarily or permanently, to show you this. If, for example, you lose your job or your life savings or an important relationship, know that it is this learning dynamic that may be what's operating. And instead of panicking, see if you can drop inside yourself and align with the trust that you will find the means of survival in other ways, perhaps in ways that will bring you an even greater sense of joy and freedom and sense of security. The answer is to look within yourself for this security. And this may be difficult when it feels like the only chaos, you know, that only chaos exists inside of you, you know, when familiar parts of you are falling away and new unfamiliar parts are appearing. But if you can look past these changing aspects of yourself, you will realize that these are just parts of your personality self that are shifting. If you can look more deeply, you will discover that there is an essential you inside that is not changing. It's the you that was the same when you were 3 years old, 15, 35. It is and always has been the you that is real. It is also the one that's always been leading you through your life, whether you've been aware of it or not. And these experiences of deep insecurity and loss of connection to outer support, know that you are being called to trust this higher you, your higher self. See if you can trust that it knows exactly what it's doing in bringing about changes in your life, including losses that initially seem painful. Know that the things you are losing are likely essential for you to lose, so you can be prepared for entering the fifth dimension. As I've discussed in previous classes, consciously choosing to let go of what seems to be leaving your life is really important. If your life starts feeling chaotic and unstable, you'll probably see that you're trying to hold on to something that's no longer really available to you. If you're losing a long-time mode of making your living or a comfortable home you've enjoyed for years or a relationship you've relied on for years, see if you can make that leap of faith to let them go. Trust that if this is happening, it's probably what's necessary for your awakening. And know that you will be taken care of in ways you might never have thought of before. Realize that the more you try to hang on to these things that are disappearing, the more the universe will push back at you. You need to trust the process. And perhaps you can explore old beliefs and attitudes or distorted perspectives on life that you have that are not actually based in truth. You may find that what you thought was totally essential for you to be able to live with comfort and joy really is not essential after all. Finding out what is really essential to your being, you know, you can discover who you are beyond all your ego identities, all your attachments and limited beliefs about yourself. Once you can do this, once you can decide to just cooperate with what the energies are doing in your life, it can actually be exciting to watch and anticipate whatever may be next coming toward you in life, knowing that it's coming in order to lift you to yet further and into a higher vibration. The positive and freeing purpose of certain experiences can certainly be unclear at times until after you've made your way through them. But if you look closely, you can see that everything, absolutely everything, is happening for your ascension in as expedient a way as possible. You just need to trust this and cooperate in the best way you can so that you are skillfully and trustingly writing the ascension energies as they flow in, rather than resisting them. Well, this process of letting go may bring up survival fears really, really hard in you. It can feel like a stripping away of who you are. But remember, it's only a stripping away of who you think you are. It's the dismantling of the ego structure that you've taken yourself to be. The good news is that you'll find that throughout this whole deconstruction period, you know, this ascension clean-out period, whatever you want to call it, that the essential you will remain intact. In fact, this true reality of who you are will finally be able to shine forth in all its glory. You will experience a thrilling sensation of freedom when you realize that all of who you are not is what's being released. Ascension into the fifth dimension is truly a form of rebirth. And in order to be reborn, you need to essentially die first to what you've been in the past. In a way, it's not all that different from the physical dying process in the third dimension experience. In the end, you've got to let go of everything. You have no choice. If you can move into trust of your ascension process, you'll find that the wave you're riding into the fifth dimension is bringing you to a place of much greater security, much greater peace and joy than you can even imagine now. So it seems that if you learn nothing else on your journey into the fifth dimension, it's probably going to be trust. Not only trust of your higher self, also trust of the unknown. Trust that you're being guided no matter how alone you may feel. Trust that whatever is happening to you, as unsettling and unfamiliar as it may be at times, is absolutely right for you. Over time, you will see that you are traveling on the road less traveled. There are not yet a lot of road signs where you are traveling or obvious pointers as to which way to go. This is because you're one of the early pioneers taking this road. So, unidentified crossroads may confuse you. Apparent dead ends may cause you to doubt. You may have to backtrack and choose a different unknown road to take. And you may feel lost for a while until you get your bearings again. But in time, you will learn to trust where a road is taking you. You'll find that trusting is really the only option that makes any sense. And it's the one that is least painful in the end. Another analogy describing this process of trust, especially when you find yourself struggling to hold on to your own life and your old identity, is one given to us by Indigenous elders about the shift we're currently in. And the analogy is of a river that we've all been swimming along in our lives. Until now, we've generally been swimming close to shore where the current is relatively gentle. And we've been stopping off here and there along the way, taking a rest and setting up camp for a while in different comfortable places. But they tell us that it's now time to move away from the shores of the river, to not hang on to anything familiar there anymore. It's time, rather, to swim out to the middle of the river and just let the powerful currents there take us. It's time to surrender to the river and trust that it will take us to where we need to go. Now, these analogies may bring up even more fear and uncertainty, but fear not. As you become more and more aware on your ascension journey, you will see that you are being guided and held and protected, and that you are always being kept on course in the right direction, in the right timing. Now, one of the signposts on your ascension path that you may be ignoring is when a feeling of struggle arises when you're trying to achieve something and block after block happens, preventing this. Is this familiar? If you find yourself in this situation and it's clear over and over again that it's not working what you're doing, see if you can be wise and just stop the struggling. Cease your striving to push forward and give up trying to make something happen that isn't wanting to happen. Instead, assume that something else is attempting to happen and surrender to this probability. Watch to see what else may unfold. You may initially feel that what's happening is not right. It's not what's supposed to be happening. It's not what you wanted to be happening. But if you have trust and stay tuned to your inner knowing, you'll realize in time that it's actually exactly perfect. You'll see that everything coming into your life is what will help you ascend in the fastest, smoothest way possible. You'll begin to see this more clearly if you shift your perception of yourself and your life from your mind to your heart. Intuitively, you will sense the rightness of all occurrences and experiences in your life as they happen. So again, navigating your way from 3D to 5D is all about trust. In fifth dimensional consciousness, there's no reliance on anything in the outer world for a sense of safety or survival. There's only this reliance on trust. Trust that your life will bring you absolutely everything you need when you need it. Eventually, this trust is replaced by a secure knowing, a certainty, based on your own experience in seeing that you are always taken care of. But until that knowing fully develops, trust is what you need to rely on, a trust in the higher power that is guiding you. You trust that it's guiding your life and taking care of you with the utmost compassion and wisdom. Now, this doesn't mean that you just sit on your couch and watch videos all day long, trusting that, oh, you're being taken care of. Although it could mean this for a while, depending on who you are, what you've been doing, you know, if it's appropriate or necessary. But it really just means that you have to trust that you will be shown the way to live and support yourself and find not only a sense of security, but also a sense of well-being. It may actually mean that you feel like you've got to gear up to explore doing something all the more out in the world to take care of yourself. But your motivation will come from a calm, intuitive nudging to do those things, not from an anxiety arising from your mind. You see the difference. With trust as your guide, you will find synchronicities blooming all around you. Little miracles will become commonplace in your life. And the more you live from this place of trust, the stronger your trust will become. You'll see that there is nothing outside in the world that's permanent or totally dependable for your safety or survival. But with the trust you have inside, it won't matter. Learning to live fully from a place of trust, of course, is not always easy, but the relaxation and freedom from fear you experience when you begin to achieve this are monumental and will change your entire experience of life. Now, learning this is especially important because there may come a time in the months and years ahead, as I've mentioned before, when the collective consciousness of the planet will be greatly challenged by events that may be taking place, events that may topple any sense of financial and physical security. There are economists and visionaries alike who are predicting major collapses in the near future in the world's economy and in governmental structures. Since humanity is in the process of transitioning very rapidly into a higher dimension of consciousness, it makes sense that we may be seeing a great deal of chaos in the old dysfunctional institutions and governing structures before new ones are established. And if so, we may also see some major panicking going on in response to all the changes and uncertainty that humanity will be exploring and experiencing. We've talked about this before. And if all this does happen, fear may reign for a while around you in your world, and it will be important for you to create your own personal eye in the storm in order to not take on the vibration of fear that may be storming around you. You know, a clear, still place within in which you can maintain an experience of trust and peace. You can see it as a fifth-dimensional bubble you can function in that's not affected by the third and lower fourth dimensional fear vibrations around you. And it's always best to practice for this kind of situation ahead of time to prepare and develop a quiet place of trust inside you before you need it. You can give yourself practice with smaller things at first. For example, if you hear at some point that you're going to be needing some medical care in the near future, and at this point, you have no idea where the money for it is going to come from, see if you can move into trust about that one thing. Know that the medical care is important, and so, of course, it's going to be taken care of. have faith and, you know, an actual expectation that the money will be provided. And you may be surprised at how this faith will actually bring you the resources you need. Another major key in learning to stay balanced and out of fear about financial or emotional survival is to focus living in the present moment. I've talked about this before, but it's really important. You may, for example, be concerned that your rent is due next month and you're not sure where the money is going to come from to pay for it. What you can do is become aware that you are not living in next month yet. You're here, right now. And if you can hold your focus on the present moment, you can create a different scenario for yourself in the future. You can affirm, right now, I'm fine. I have a roof over my head. I have food to eat. Let me ground myself, clear my mind, and enter into trust. You do this just very consciously. Let me take some deep breaths and see what my options are. And if my ideas run out, then I know that the universe has countless ways that I know nothing about that can bring what I need to pay my rent. In doing this, staying in the here and now, new possibilities can then begin to flow into a clear and open space that you've created for what can happen in the future. In actuality, when you truly practice trust, it can seem like magic is happening in your life. If you choose to live with this higher vibration of light anchored within you, you will begin to see that things do always work out in your life. You're somehow always taken care of. If you believe that you'll be taken care of, you will be. This is how the universe works. At times, the most unforeseen, miraculously, kinds of things can happen when you're facing what seems to be a disastrous situation. In one moment, you're feeling desperate and hopeless, and in the next, something totally unexpected happens that completely turns the disaster around. If you think about it, you may have already had this kind of experience in your life. If so, remember it. And know that it can happen again and again and again. You really never know what is around the corner that may save you. There are so many possibilities beyond what you can now imagine of how something can happen. It really makes sense to let the universe or God or the higher self take care of it for you rather than forcing your rational mind to make it scrambling, ineffective attempts at solving the problem when finding the solution is so obviously beyond its capabilities. It's important in this process of learning to trust to be able to be aware of cultural messages that you probably got in growing up and how to make important life decisions. Messages that inevitably bring on self-doubt. Now, most of us growing up in the third dimension were not encouraged to make decisions from our own natural place of knowing. It was assumed that we needed to learn from others what was right and wrong and which decisions were best to take. Our inherent inner guidance system was not acknowledged or valued. It wasn't known. We were also taught that the best way to make decisions was by using our rational mind, which unfortunately has a natural tendency towards fear and limitation and also distrust of the world around us. And as a result, we were taught to doubt ourselves and our own judgments. And as adults, we can still struggle with doubt when making important decisions. If you're having a hard time making a major life decision, you may find yourself simply jumping back and forth between the pros and the cons of each option and getting nowhere. The key when this happens is to understand that you're using the wrong tool for this decision making. Like I say, you're using your rational mind. Now, the mind can be a good tool if you're making small, mundane decisions, you know, on the physical level, you know, such as, you know, what to buy for dinner, when to set a doctor's appointment, what to wear to a dinner party. But for the more important decisions in life, the mind really is woefully inadequate. In discovering this, you may find yourself turning to other people for their opinions on your situation. And inevitably, they will give you, they'll give you their opinion. And sometimes it can be helpful to hear what others have to say, but often these opinions can just add to your confusion. You know, not everyone thinks the same thing. You might hear at some point the advice, oh, just follow your heart. Now, this can sound good, right? But what does that really mean? When you go into your heart, you may simply be accessing your emotional heart as opposed to your sacred heart. And you might initially encounter painful emotions and unmet desires about your situation, you know, fraught with fear and anger and despair. Now, this could be helpful in telling you something about your emotional state and what you may need to heal, but your emotional heart is probably not the best guide for helping you to make an important life decision. You may also hear advice like, oh, follow your intuition. Again, this can sound good, and it's often better than following your mind, but perhaps you aren't sure that what you hear inside is actually your intuition. Maybe it's just your mind, or your inner child, or your inner judge, or whatever else is in there. How can you tell? Especially now, during this time of ascension, when you're making an important decision in life, where you need to focus is on your sacred heart. It's here that your answers reside. Your sacred heart is an energetic place within you that's just somewhat above your fourth chakra. Take some time to see if you can discern the difference between your emotional heart, you know, the fourth chakra, and this place that's been called the sacred heart, the spiritual heart, the higher heart. It is quite different. Your emotional heart is the seat of your emotions. And there's love there, definitely. But there's probably also, like I say, a number of other conflicting and maybe painful emotions. Whereas your sacred heart is not emotional in that way. There's love, but it's a more detached, unconditional kind of love. It's a love that has no opposite. And there's a peace and a stillness, a deep knowing of spirit when you enter into your sacred heart. See if you can sit quietly and focus now on your sacred heart. Place a hand on your chest and just breathe deeply. See if you can breathe into a deeper place beyond thought and feeling, into a stillness always present there, no matter what is going on. And when you're settled in this silence, that's when you focus on your question. But the question you ask is this: what is right action in this situation? Note that this is the important term, right action. You're not asking how to get what you want or what will make you happy, and you're not asking what you should do. You're asking, what is right action? What is the action that will create the most benevolent outcome for you? What is for the highest good of all concerned? Your sacred heart always knows the answer to this question. And it is always compassionate and gentle with you. It doesn't create guilt or shame or fear in you. You may not like its response initially, but you will know that it is best for you because of the love you experience in hearing it. At some point, as I indicated in previous classes, you know, on the ascension clean out, you may find yourself in a period in which intense emotional situations are arising, one after another. And this process can be seen as one of purification. As I've explained before, in order to enter the fifth dimension, all that's not clear and positive within you must eventually come up in order to be released, so that you're able to live in a higher vibration of that higher dimension. In order to match the 5D vibration, you must be vibrating with energies of love and peace and freedom and confidence. You must know beyond a doubt that you are a powerful multidimensional being. So after perhaps thousands of years of living with such emotions as fear and hatred and anger, you know, all part of the third dimensional consciousness, you're now being called to release these emotions. But I know this can really be quite a ride at times. You may feel pushed and shoved by the waves of energy coming in, ever forward, feeling compelled to take the next challenging step forward without even a brief opportunity to gather and collect yourself from the last tumble. And stretched, you know, that feeling of being stretched, consistently stretched out of your comfort zone. And there may be times when it feels like you've had no break at all to simply relax. It was just one thing after another you've needed to do to find your way through all the stuff happening. And other times when the emotional or mental challenge present just seems overwhelming given what you're being required to accomplish or endure. Well, there are actually three different ways in which you can choose to meet all that's happening in one of these periods when you're feeling pushed forward by a wave of energy or feeling overwhelmed, especially when you're feeling exhausted. So the first option is to attempt to keep control over everything that's overwhelming you. You know, you've got to figure it all out. You've got to keep track of what you need to do and when you need to do it. And you just keep pushing yourself forward to do it all. In other words, you know, you're trying to stay in control of everything and you're continuing to feel pushed around and overwhelmed in the process. And this, of course, is a very third-dimensional mode of operating. One familiar to most people on the planet today. There's a second option. This option is to learn how to surf the wave energy itself rather than feeling pushed by it. You can let go of trying to control it and trying to control everything that's going on, you know, which is something you really can't do anyway. And instead, just feel into how the flow is moving and simply choose to align with it and ride it. In doing this, you can see that your overwhelm diminishes significantly. Everything you need to do, experience, or say is given to you in the moment it needs to happen. You find you don't need to hold everything in your mind or try to keep in control of everything you're doing to ensure that you'll be safe in the future. And that may sound really good, except for the time when you don't even have the energy to do this, right? You know those times. What about when you're so tired and brain dead that you can't even try to do that? Well, there's a third option. And that is, rather than trying to surf the wave, to choose to be carried by it instead. Now, there are a lot of images that can come to your mind to help you do this. For example, you might envision a beautiful chariot with a very comfortable chair resting securely within it. And out in front, perhaps, there's a beautiful Pegasus just ready to carry you off into your life. And, you know, maybe there's a couple of angels that are going to be flying alongside you. And you just step in the chariot, you sit down and lean back and relax as you feel yourself being carried forward, fully being guided and taken care of. This feel into that image, where you're not doing anything but relaxing and trusting. Or maybe there's some other image that comes to you that gives that same feeling that you're not only being guided, but actually carried through life. Whatever you feel in overwhelm, either through not enough time or not enough brain cells to remember things, or not enough stamina and energy to make it through whatever's going on, you can just pull up the image that works for you and just let it help you relax and let go. And during those times when you do have energy and more of a clear mind and overwhelm seems to be coming in, you can practice surfing the wave. And this can actually be fun, you know, just sensing where the wave is taking you, all the twists and the turns and the changes and the surprises, and just moving with it. And it can be a thrill to ride an energetic wave of such force, you know, not needing to know where it's taking you, simply trusting that it's where you need to be going. It can feel amazing to realize that you can just let go of trying to remember things you need to do at the right time over and over again. Right when you need to remember to do something, you're reminded. Everything flows, and events and ideas emerge all in right timing. You realize you have everything you need for the moment you're in. It's important to remember that these waves of ascension will likely come and go in your life at this point in your journey. They're just there. And as I said, there are resting times in between them in which you can relax and integrate what you've been experiencing and what you've been releasing and learning. And you can take time during these periods to fully experience new feelings of clarity, new feelings of lightness and balance, and fulfillment that are all now flowing in the aftermath of the receding energetic wave that's just crashed into your life. Now, something else you can do to help balance yourself when you're in the midst of emotional upheaval during this purification process is to purposely slow your pace down with everything you're doing. Stop if you can. And take some deep breaths when it gets overwhelming. Like I say, come into the present moment. It's really the only place to find balance. Give up multitasking for a while. Focus on one thing at a time. And engage in an activity that brings you peace or fun or laughter, regardless of what else you think may be pressing on you. Also keep in mind that you're in the middle of experiencing a very rapid transformational process. This stuff coming up isn't the normal run-of-the-mill stuff you're used to dealing with. This is a butterfly process, and a cocoon is always a mushy mess on the inside. So be patient with yourself. Remember that when pain arises, do your best to relax into it. Don't argue with it. Don't resist it or try to change it. You don't want to fall into it either. You don't want to wallow in it, but just gently let it be there at first. At some point, it will release. And at some point, it can also be helpful to ask yourself what it is you're being invited to see or to learn from the situation. Is there something you're being encouraged to release? Is there something you're resisting that you need to embrace? Look for the gift being offered to you, as there always is one hidden within all challenging situations. However, if at any point all this just seems like too much to do, do find help for yourself. Find a therapist or a healer to help you release the stuff that's coming up. You know, some people are having an especially difficult time because they have discarnate entities in their auras that consistently bring their vibration down and cause them extra pain and suffering. And this is much more common than most people realize. And these entities do need to be released. They can't go with anyone into the fifth dimension. If you suspect this may be true for you, find someone who can help you to release them and someone who can help keep you free from attracting more into your aura. And no matter what your journey brings up for you, above all, remember that before you incarnated this time around, you knew full well what would be happening on Earth during your sojourn here. You fully understood and gratefully signed up for it and all that it would entail, and you trusted that all would fall into place as you made your way along your journey. Now it's time to trust that decision you made. Trust that you are being guided every step of the way, not only by your higher self, but also by your guides, by celestial beings who are with you, spiritual masters, galactic beings here specifically to assist in your ascension process. They're all here with you, whether you're aware of them or not. You're definitely not alone. So this is what your journey from 3D to 5D at its core is basically about. Learning to trust whatever is occurring for you in your life, as crazy as it might seem at times. Learning to trust yourself and your inner guidance coming from your sacred heart. Learning to trust your ascension process itself, knowing that benevolent beings are here helping to guide you through it. And learning to trust that you have what it takes to be a pioneer on this path into the fifth dimension. A path that's never been traveled before, even by very highly evolved souls, because this journey involves taking your physical body with you. This is really huge. And your journey also likely involves assisting others to do the same. So for now, I will leave you here to contemplate all this. Hopefully, all I've presented in this course has been helpful to you in learning to find your way across the fourth dimensional bridge into your home in the fifth dimension and higher with as much ease and joy as possible. So I send you much, much love and many, many blessings.